you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And good morning.
Welcome to the Sip and Chew and Coronavirus Show.
Yeah.
So, anyway, have we still got that bottle? I see we still have that bottle of Purell over there. Still haven't auctioned it off yet?
You gonna bathe in it?
No.
If you're talking about this bottle, I think there's...
almost empty.
Yeah.
We can still get something for that
bottle. Might squeeze a drop out.
That's more than I got at home.
We could sell the bottle.
We got to get two things, man. We hop.
Man, I know. We got a lot of news, a lot of things to share.
Michael Bailey.
Yes.
There are 1.3 million real estate agents in this country.
Yeah.
3.1 million teachers, 850,000 cops, 1.1 million firefighters, oddly enough, exactly the same amount of doctors. We got 2.9 million nurses, 1.4 million lawyers. That's 11.8 million people right
now. Too many lawyers.
And honestly, the number of lawyers should not outnumber the number of cops. There should be one lawyer per cop, and if there's more than one lawyer per cop, we don't need the extra lawyers. But that's 11.8 million jobs right there.
Mm.
Now, the manufacturing sector, because that's a bunch of your high employers there. Now, the manufacturing sector of our industry employs 12.5 million people. That's a lot of people, right?
Right.
There are over 15 million people employed in the restaurant industry.
Yes.
Over a million restaurants, and 70% of those are small businesses.
Right.
When September 11th came along, this country lost, seemingly overnight, 18,000 small businesses.
Right.
That's a drop in the bucket compared to what we could lose because of this.
Yes.
We're looking at roughly 700,000 small businesses gone overnight, 15 million people unemployed overnight through no fault of their own. Our country cannot withstand that.
It's
impossible.
It's going to be devastating for a lot of people.
So people have got to do some things to save this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've said it before, if you've ever eaten a meal that you didn't cook yourself, that wasn't a necessity, that was a luxury. Every time you go out to eat, every single time, if you're stopping through McDonald's to get an Egg McMuffin on the way to work, that's a luxury. You could have gotten up 15 minutes earlier and made Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Simple as that. So this is a sector that... the service industry that has taken care of all these other jobs. It's time to get back.
Yes.
Okay. There is help. And that's what we're talking about today.
That's what we're talking about.
Most important one off the bat. Monday, the Alabama Department of Labor announced that Alabama employees who are unable to work due to COVID-19 will be eligible to file for unemployment benefits. The Alabama Department of Labor is modifying existing unemployment compensation rules to allow workers to file a claim for unemployment compensation benefits who are affected in the following way by COVID-19. Those who are quarantined by a medical professional or governmental agency, those who are laid off or sent home without pay for extended period by their employer due to COVID, those who are diagnosed with COVID, those who are caring for an immediate family member who is diagnosed with COVID. Okay, the benefits would be available for up to 3 weeks, just right off the bat, no review, basically. The maximum benefit amount for the state of Alabama is $275 a week. Also, the usual waiting week to receive unemployment compensation is being waived.
Cool.
That's Monday. The state stepped up. And that's a huge help right there.
One of those, I see a problem with one of those, and that's being diagnosed with COVID-19 because there's no test right now.
Yeah.
And to do that. But still, you've been laid off.
It doesn't matter whether there's a test for it right now. They went ahead and put that in for when there is one. But there's other help out there. And I'm going to go through some real quick that this is for employees. I have links for employers as well that we will discuss later in the show. I have some other resources, but I want to get these out of the way real quick. There's One Fair Wage, providing cash assistance to restaurant workers, car service drivers, delivery workers, personal service workers, and more who need the money. You can find that at OFWEmergencyFund.org. Just so all these links I'm going to give everybody, I'm just going to run through them one time. They're already on our Facebook page. They're, if you're watching us on the Facebook Live, they're already in the description of the site. The next one is Restaurant Workers Community Foundation. They're doing a lot of the same thing. That's restaurantworkerscf.org. So, and let's see. We have the USBG National Charity Foundation is a nonprofit dedicated to advancing stability and well-being of service industry professionals through education and charity. They have launched a bartender emergency assistance program, buddy. You can find that at usbgfoundation.org. So that's bartenders that are losing income right now because you can't go in and sit down at the bar and
right.
And have a beer.
That's, or wine.
Right. Yeah. Or your favorite, a White Claw. And then this, and the last one I want to get to is the Restaurant Opportunity Center United is providing resources and financial assistance to restaurant workers impacted by the coronavirus. You can find their information at rocunited.org/relief. All of these are helping servers, cooks, you know, people that need cash to pay the bills right now.
Right.
Stu, yeah. Didn't you post those links somewhere?
Yep, on our Facebook page. If you go
unfortunately, what people don't realize is a lot of servers, and not everybody, but a lot of them live from tip to tip.
Yeah.
Not paycheck to paycheck. They right, live from tip.
Because they don't get a paycheck.
Tip. Some yeah. don't get a paycheck.
Most right. And if they do, it's for a dollar. Mm-hmm. I mean, the $2.35, whatever it is right now, the server, mm-hmm. $2.13 an hour, which is what servers yeah. have made since 1994, y'all. 1994, since people in the restaurant industry have had a raise, servers and bartenders. Yeah. 1994, since they've had a raise. That just covers taxes.
Yeah.
Taxes that should not be assessed. Tips are not taxable, but we let the government get away with it, mm-hmm. even though the law says they can't do it. But, you know, they did a little thing around the law so that restaurants and large corporations didn't have to pay a full minimum wage. They loopholed it. They wrote a loophole and then built the wall around the loophole.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, these people are hurting. And it's as much as it's hurting the employees right now, if this continues for not very much longer, we're looking at the very real possibility that 50% of all restaurants in America will close and never open again. That is a very real possibility that we're looking at. And we've never faced anything financially in this country anywhere close to this.
Right.
Nowhere close. Nothing. The stock market crashes in 29 and 87. Nothing. You know. And so I'm glad this assistance is out there. I'm going to go over some stuff a little later for the business owners. But
mm-hmm. You also got, if you go on for youth service, a lot of you are on Gulf Coast bartenders on Facebook, the Facebook page. They have some information posted there. A lot of you servers can go to, and this is what they post, is Venmo, VENMO.com. That's a way to tip your server.
Right. And like a regular.
And a Cash App. There's also called Cash App. Mm-hmm. And I noticed a lot of the bands who are performing live on Facebook, kind of like we do,
right?
When we do our show live,
right.
They've got a PayPal. A lot of them have PayPal set up where you can tip. Because a lot of people, you go out to listen to your favorite band,
mm-hmm.
and you tip the band while you're there.
Right.
Well, here
or there's a cover charge
them.
That pays them.
There's
but
a cover
losing
charge,
income.
But then
yeah.
they got a bucket up front that you tip them.
Right.
And a lot of people do tip. And
we highly recommend it because
right.
that's another section of this industry that's hurting is the musicians.
Oh my God, yeah, and they're performing live on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and you can go to PayPal and tip. And when they perform, I think they have an app on there or a link that you could click on and tip to their bucket. So
right, and buy copies
bucket.
Of their album, download singles.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
buy their music.
Anything to help.
Okay, yeah. we're already to the first break. When we come back, we're going to lighten things a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I have a little thing planned. But if you've got questions, if you've got comments, 343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Well said.
You can call us. You can text into us. I don't know how many calls we're going to be able to take today because we've got a lot of information, but if you've got want to call, by all means, call in. When we get back, we'll have some fun. How about that, Mike?
Well, we need a little fun.
St. Patty's Day. I'm quarantined. I'm in me house alone. No one to drink a Guinness with unless it's through me phone. So kiss me, I'm Irish, but stay 6 feet away, 'cause no one wants to get a virus on St. Patty's Day. I'm socially distancing and stocking up on cans, with 40 clovers on my mind and Purell on my hands. And if you try to shake my hands, I'll kick you in the rump. So do not kiss the Blarney Stone, just give it an elbow bump. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
That's a good song, Mike.
I think when Peggy had a different meaning in mind when she sang this.
Yeah.
Fever. But all right, it kind of fits, don't it?
You done quit, playing Angry Birds there?
I love how Mike can multitask.
Yeah. We're going to lighten the mood here a little bit.
Yeah.
I have put together our first and hopefully last, but we'll do this every week if you want to, Mike, wine pairing for quarantine food.
Okay.
I've got three very common quarantine dishes here, Mike, and I want you to pair the perfect wine with each.
Hmm.
First one is a softball. I'm just lobbing this right down the old wheelhouse. You ought to crank this one out of the yard.
Okay.
Chicken and herb flavored rice aroni.
I'd say a Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc, huh?
Sauvignon Blanc, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What's that going to do with it? Is it going to, is the earthiness, smokiness all come together? Is that what we're going with?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Crispness.
Are the package stores open? Does anybody know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The next one. This is a little tougher here. Vienna sausages. Original flavor.
Original. Let me see here. Hmm. I would do you need something to cut the fat. So I would say maybe I would think a petit sirah.
Yeah. See, because I was gonna say
cut the fat.
The whole red meat, red wine, white meat, white wine doesn't really apply to Vienna sausages because we really don't know what the meat is in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just meat. So now, would you put the same thing with potted meat that you would Vienna sausages? Because I hear people all the time say they're the same thing. I can't stand potted meat, and I love Vienna sausages. So. Mm.
You could probably do a dry Chardonnay, maybe something that's not buttery in it.
Steel cask.
Steel cask. Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This last.
Because how that fat builds up around the inside of the can.
Right. Right.
You know, you need something to cut that and cleanse your palate.
Okay. All right. This last one is getting out there. So.
Okay.
A Totino's cheeseburger pizza.
Totino's cheeseburger pizza.
Boy, yeah. He's putting a challenge on you, Mike.
Right off the bat, I would like a Chianti.
Okay, yeah.
Or Sangiovese.
And now that's if it's a marinara base. Now, when I do a cheeseburger pizza instead of a marinara base, I do Thousand Island.
Oh.
You know, like you would get on a – that's everybody's like special sauce. Yeah, that's everybody's special sauce is Thousand Island. So would you still stay with that?
Because
I've got my recommendation. But you're the expert.
Maybe a Vino Verde.
Ah, yes, I've had that's Vino very Verde. Nice. That's
I'm thinking of Thousand Island. A little more.
Tropical. Mine was more nostalgic.
Mediterranean style.
A cheeseburger is a classic American dish, right? What's the most American of wines? Red Zinfandel.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with the red, with the Marigolds.
But not white Zinfandel.
No, totally different.
No, that's you, Charlie.
I know, that's my wine.
But. We hadn't even thought, a rosé. Rosé. But do a old vine Zinfandel.
Yeah, I do enjoy an old vine Zinfandel.
How about ramen noodles? I got boxes of those.
We're going to do this every week, Charlie. Calm down.
Well, I'm excited.
Just doing the three.
Nowhere else in America is this service being offered.
You know, I can make, I don't know if anybody else can, I can make Spam taste like foie gras.
I can make Spam taste like Spam, which is just as good as foie gras.
I like Spam. Mm-hmm.
So I would do champagne or sparkling with Spam and foie gras. The foie gras. Style. So
we got to cut to the Irish, the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. We have breaking news, Charlie.
Uh oh.
Anonymous says all ABC stores are closed.
Yeah,
not all of them, but
not all of them.
Private liquor stores are open.
Private package stores open, but not all ABC stores are closed. The ones that service the restaurant industry, they are open.
Right. Well, Anonymous is just a killjoy.
That doesn't mean you can't get liquor. It just means you can't go to the ABC store.
This is the opportunity for you to go to a locally owned private package store and buy your alcohol there.
Would you recommend a place for something on Cottage Hill would be nice.
There's Cottage Hill Package Store. There's Mad Dog. There's Kathy's. There's a bunch of them.
Mike's got a Rolodex of liquor stores.
I don't need to buy any now. I done filled up this week.
Okay. Well, we have, for our normal listeners here in Mobile, we have a little more of an audience, especially on our Facebook Live, because we did a lot of publicizing. You were on Sean's show
Friday
letting people know the show we were doing. And we've got people in other areas. Our good friend Carl Tilley's up in the Gadsden area now. He was going to have his people tune in. I know people in New Orleans. We want to make sure we get this information to people. So I have some other resources real quick.
Okay.
These are links to pages that have more links on them to find more specific things. First thing is there's a Hospitality Industry Alliance Facebook group. The link is on our Facebook page. It's in the, you know, if you're watching on the Facebook Live, you can find it in the comments there. It's just for the COVID-19 thing. So it's restaurateurs, it's employees. I got a lot of these links from a great article at foodandwine.com. So I've got the link listed to that as well. And they're updating that link daily, their information, what they have. And there's another thing called the Gig Workers Collective. And they have what they describe as a robust list of helpful state-by-state resources. Because we got people listening in Louisiana, Tennessee, Uruguay. You don't know. So this
I've been there.
Yeah, that's cool. But you can go to gigworkerscollective.org and take a look at their state-by-state breakdown. And I got one more. It's the restaurant worker. They're one of the ones that was giving money away, SCF. They also have a resource page for affected workers.
Yeah.
So you can go and check those links. Those are listed up here under resources and see what new things – because every day new things come up. I've been compiling this list all week, and every day I update it with new stuff that got sent to me, and I'm still updating things.
Right.
Yeah. So there, we got all the business in this segment out of the way.
So,
you had something on your mind?
Well, I've got several things. When we come back out for our next break, I want to get on my soapbox a little bit. But I do want to mention, you know, most every restaurant, a lot of restaurants are providing to-go orders, everything to go. And you could go on any of them's Facebook page that you like to go eat at regularly.
And see what they're doing.
Spread it around, folks. Go to different ones. And the only difference, you're getting what you normally get, but you just can't sit inside of there and eat it. Now, the city really came together for John Thompson and Callahan's when they had that incident a couple years ago with the stabbing. Yeah. You know, oh, that's going to kill the business. Well, it didn't because the community loved John. They loved the restaurant. They loved the employees. Right. They all came together. This town came together for them. And the musician family as well came together. And John was able to get back on his feet.
Right.
And then – when Roy was going through what he was going through, Butch Cassidy's
and Arthur and a couple of other ones right there,
All the other restaurants there at Flo Shell at the corner of Florida and O'Shell Road, with the street work that would never end, JT posted, "Hey man, y'all go support him." And boy, they got burnt. I mean, they got busted, busting the doors off the building, people trying to get in there. And people did. And we got a great community that comes together and helps and supports each other.
And Friday, in case you were unaware, because I know you were probably busy, Mobile Downtown Alliance helped organize it. Mm-hmm. But it went everywhere, and it was Takeout Friday.
Yeah.
And I was telling Mike in the break, Sims House of Pizza Friday night, we had a normal Friday, business-wise. Mm-hmm. The dollar amount was a normal Friday. Thank you, Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And we did it with a skeleton crew.
Yeah.
And it's yesterday, same thing. I mean, in fact, it was probably busier than most Saturdays. And thank you, everyone, because I get it, folks. You can only eat cans of sardine and crackers so much.
Yeah.
And so get out there and get to these restaurants. They're working. Another great place would be Bob's Downtown Diner, one of our sponsors, wouldn't it?
It absolutely would.
They doing takeout or?
I don't know. You have to go to everybody's individual page.
Exactly. That's the point we're making.
And
see what they're doing.
All the wine bars are offering, because a lot of them do tapas. And every time I say tapas, everybody thinks I'm saying topless, the way I say it. So I do tapas. But they can sell you bottles of wine.
Yeah, or
they
beers.
They can sell you bottles of wine.
All right, folks, 343-0106. And when we get back, Mike's got a little soapbox, and I've got help for owners.
Yes.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing, this girl's an open page. Bookmarking, she's so close now, this girl is half his age.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
And here's another piece of advice. Stay away from kids because their hair is filled with mad light. There's no such thing as too much Purell. This is a cautionary tale. Word to George Orwell.
No, 1984, sending plugs into sockets. Always wear a chastity belt and triple lock it.
I can hardly hear the words in my headphones, but
you know the song.
That is appropriate. That is the second Jimmy Fallon thing we played today. That the little St. Patrick's quarantine thing was something Jimmy Fallon just wrote this week. This is actually The Lonely Island, which is Andy Samberg and his two friends from college. They performed it on Tonight Show, so Jimmy Fallon sang the lead song.
So what'd you need to cover real quick?
All right. This is we got a lot of owners out there. And we talked about you walk into a restaurant, and I felt it, you know, Wednesday, Thursday. There's a weird vibe in every restaurant because you just don't know what's going on. No one does because this is, it's an overused word right now, unprecedented, because nothing like this has ever happened before. It's dire for the hourly employees.
Right.
Clearly. But, you know, they can find other work. The owners, this is their entire lives.
Right.
You know, and if this thing turns into a two-month thing, they're gone. They're just, most of them are never going to recover from this. So there is help for owners out there. And I want to thank Deborah Hodges from Hall Sausage. She helped me compile a lot of this information because she's also an accountant. So she's getting this information directly from the state when it happens. So,
right.
And one of the things she said is remember that Sam's and Costco are not the only sources for wholesale to-go containers.
Ain't that the truth?
You can call, and I know you guys are strained at where you work, but you've got stuff coming in. There's D's paper, Bay paper, lots of local paper companies, locally owned. Give them a call, restaurant owners.
Yeah.
And here's the thing with that. They'll probably bring them to your door.
Well, I've been
there's no standing in line at Costco for 2 hours to get toilet paper.
Probably will not deliver to individuals.
Right, right.
All cash sales. We do accept all cash sales there at the warehouse. and so does D's, and so does Dade Paper, and right. all the rest of them. I have sold more to-go containers this last 2 weeks than I ever have.
Right.
And not only that, like milk jugs, because mm-hmm. restaurant bars can do, you know, they can put beverages in the milk jugs.
Because
they seal.
Right.
They lock.
Right, yeah. And we've been selling, you know, had people buying tea by the gallon. Mm-hmm. From us. That's a great thing to remember. All this stuff's going to go packaging. Mm-hmm. People, that stuff costs a lot of money. These restaurants are losing money every time you get food to go.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of restaurants downtown charge 10% extra for all their to-goes anyway. They're not doing it now.
Yeah.
But that's literally, if you're paying $7.99 for something, 80 cents of it's mm-hmm. the crap that they put it in.
Yeah.
You know, it's very expensive to do this to-go packaging, so that's another hit. They're getting revenue in, but it's not as profitable as it was, simply because everything is to-go, and that stuff is so expensive.
Yeah.
But there's also another outlet, and thank you, Deborah, for this. If you're having trouble getting proteins for your restaurant, you've got a local place. You can go to Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
Yeah.
Give them a call, 251-457-3321, and see what they've got. And folks, when you go to restaurants, don't necessarily expect them to have everything that's on their normal menu.
Well, a lot of places go on with limited menus.
Right.
And only certain
that allows items. You to turn and burn, get it out, get your specialty.
Get it out.
I mean, if you're really in the mood to mm-hmm. for pasta, don't call up a place that doesn't do pasta and just get their one pasta
mm-hmm.
when they're a burger joint. Call the pasta place.
Absolutely.
Because most people are having to cut down what they're providing. So it's not uncommon for a place that, you know, say does all Chinese food to also have a burger on the menu.
Yeah.
Well, don't call them and order 12 burgers.
Right.
They're not designed for 12 burgers. Call the burger place.
Most everybody's posting their menu, whether it be limited or whatever, on their Facebook page and their social media page.
Right.
So go there and check it.
Yeah. I got two quick more references on here, and then I'm turning this over to Mike. The National Restaurant Association has a COVID-19 page on its website, which directs restaurants to the Small Business Administration, which announced that it will work with state governments to provide targeted, low-interest disaster recovery loans to small businesses severely impacted by the outbreak. That's all of them. You can find out more info about these loans and how to get to them at sba.gov, mm-hmm. smallbusinessadministration.gov. And then the last one, and this is one that Deborah shared with me, ADOR, Alabama Department of Revenue, extends relief to small businesses. We've got a link on there for it. It's tax relief.
Mm-hmm.
She knows more about the intricacies of it than I do. I'm not a tax guy. I'm a cook guy. But I think they're going to let you defer your sales tax mm-hmm. and keep the money for a while. It'll have to be paid later on down the road.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't shut down an entire industry and then not do anything to help them pay their bills. So people are stepping
in.
Yeah,
exactly. But
go for it, man.
I got out yesterday because I was trying to fix my grill. So when it gets real bad, I certainly have to stay home. I'll be able to cook on my grill outside because I've got all the food I need.
Mm-hmm.
Got enough toilet paper, but I didn't go out and hoard toilet paper because I always buy it on sale. Always. You never know when something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's made fun of me about having so much toilet paper stocked up. Well, here's a good reason why. And I always keep a lot of paper towels anyway.
Yeah.
Because I go through paper towels like crazy.
Right.
I won't now. I'm going to ration them. But but I have a source, and I can get more toilet paper and paper towels if I need them.
Right.
But I don't need them right now. But I got out yesterday. And I'm going to tell you, folks, y'all are not taking this virus serious because they are killing an entire industry. The government is killing an mm-hmm. entire industry, the restaurant business, but they're allowing retail to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday at Lowe's, Walmart, Home Depot, Piggly Wiggly, Rouse's, every one of them were slam-packed. And they were not taking this – well, they were buying –
mm-hmm.
They were buying. At Lowe's, I saw people. Charlie's over there coughing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, can't help it. Sorry. A little background music.
Okay. But people were buying flowers. And I know, we're going to be quarantined at home. Mm-hmm. We might as well plant some plants mm-hmm. and flowers and work in a garden. But who's taking this thing seriously? I don't see people taking it seriously. I drive down Dolphin Street. There's not anything open except those who are serving food and drinks outdoor. And folks, you can get a drink at the door at the entertainment zone downtown in the entertainment district. Hey, I've been dying to get a Bushwhacker at Whit Willie's or at Moe's.
What about the restaurants that have tables on the sidewalk?
I saw people sitting at the table. Now, and this is what
they're not cleaning them.
This is what bar and restaurant owners have told me. They said if they walk out that door and they sit there at the table. Now, most restaurants have pulled all their tables and chairs up and stacked them and locked them up. But I see them sitting on park benches. I see them sitting on walls. I see them sitting on the curbs drinking their drinks as they just got an establishment. Once it goes out the doors, as long as it's in their logoed cup or a Lodi cup, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, I was just thinking, if you're out in the open air and you're not in a big crowd, you ought not to worry about getting a virus.
Absolutely. In fact, they have encouraged people, go do all the outdoor stuff you want to.
You just can't go to the beach.
When you came on.
You just can't go to the beach.
Who wants to?
Well,
the beach is the least cool part of going to the ocean. That desert of nothingness between the parking lot and the water is useless.
My niece is down from Iowa with her boyfriend, and they're at the beach.
It's hot. It gets in your butt. I don't like the sand.
It gets in your butt, not mine.
let me share a thought about this just for a second. Well, go ahead, Mike.
Well, I'm just saying what's happening here is this is causing an entire industry to struggle and suffer. Mm-hmm. Some of these people may not ever get back into the restaurant business, mm-hmm. become a server or whatever. I remember after Ivan, a lot of restaurant workers over in Gulf Shores and Pensacola area, they were working in the restaurant industry. They went into construction because there was a lot of work mm-hmm. needed for cleanup and construction. Right. They stayed in it. They never got back into the restaurant business. Mm-hmm. So they were struggling trying to get servers and employees to work in the restaurant business. And so they had to bring people in from overseas to get them to work.
But on your point, they can't shut down these retail places because if they do, you rip up the Constitution, you dissolve the entire country because we're done.
Absolutely.
And people still need to be able to get their thing. And admittedly, as much as I like the fact that people are getting takeout food because it keeps me in a job and mm-hmm. I'm still probably going to have to hit up on unemployment, but I'm mm-hmm. not going to be full unemployment. Mm-hmm. People need to get these things, and they don't need to get takeout.
You know, this thing doesn't only affect the restaurant. It supplies all. It affects all their suppliers.
Right.
It affects their wine salesman, their beer salesman, their linen salesman, their the guy who sells their produce and mm-hmm. meat. The little guys that come in there and clean the place up at night. Mm-hmm. And
they're called porters, not little guys.
And
they're not elves.
That's what they do. They go in. I know. They have a key. The exterminators. You know, it trickles down to everybody. So it doesn't only hurt the restaurants.
Right.
It hurts all of them. Now, some restaurants are taking advantage of this time, and they're doing deep cleans.
Mm-hmm.
They're going in and deep cleaning
just
everything.
Pulling all the equipment out.
I know Roy's redoing his countertop.
And I know there are going to be people out there saying, well, they should be doing that anyway. Really? Really? How many restaurants have you run? Because if you haven't ever run one, don't tell anyone in the restaurant industry how they should be running their business because mm-hmm. you don't know jack.
Yeah.
No rule that applies to other businesses applies to restaurant industry.
Yeah.
It's its own monster.
It is
I have
a
seen some
too.
Of the best businessmen in the world get in restaurants and 6 months later going, you people are crazy. There's no way you make money in this industry.
You got to really want to do it, I think.
I'll never own a restaurant again.
Yeah. Hey, but what I was going to say a second ago, and this is just for people mm-hmm. who have decided they're going to stay home and stay inside their house. I get up in the mornings, and I still go walk up to a nearby school that has a track and do that. And there are other people out there. This is a good time to go work in a garden, pull mm-hmm. weeds. Plant some flowers.
It's highly recommended that you get outside. Don't stay in the house.
And also open your windows. Let some fresh air in, even with the pollen.
Yeah. And Sean made the point right before you came on Friday. He goes, go out on the rivers and the lakes and the Gulf because the coronavirus can't get to you when you're a mile and a half out in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's right.
That's true.
That is as quarantined as you're going to be.
They haven't closed the boat ramps, have they?
Some.
Yeah.
Some.
If it's by a beach, I guess.
Yeah, I think down at the beach they have. But I'm surprised they've kept the pier open at Fairhope. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they don't open the pier at Gulf Shores. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I'm not in government. I'm not in government. I don't want to be in government.
It's St. Patty's Day. I'm quarantined. I'm in me house alone. No one to drink a Guinness with unless it's through me phone. So kiss me. I'm Irish, but stay 6 feet away. Because no one wants to get a virus on St. Patty's Day. I'm socially distancing and stocking up on cans, with four-leaf clovers on my mind and Purell on my hands. And if you try to shake my hands, I'll kick you in the rump. So do not kiss the Blarney Stone, just give it an elbow bump.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
I wanted to vote for red, red wine. That's what
hey,
I
okay. like. How bored are you folks at home right now?
Who's not at all. My life has changed not at all.
Yeah.
I go to work and come home.
I ain't never seen anybody like you. Hey, I'm downtown eating, and I'll be there in a minute. Oh, I done ate. I'm long gone. Yeah. You eat and run. You don't You don't savor the area and the surroundings, but I see somebody posted that there are 211 seeds on a strawberry. they sat there
who
and plucked count, every
who,
seed off a strawberry
counted?
And counted them.
God.
I don't know how these people are bored. Man, I got so much yard work to do.
I ain't got no
I got cars
work.
To work.
But I am going
you
through.
Can, and
I'm
you
taking,
can binge watch TV
I've
shows.
I've cleaned out my refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
I've my freezer.
That was a heck of a sandwich.
I'm about to go through my pantry. I'm going to do a deep clean of
pantry.
My pantry.
Okay.
I'm going to do a deep clean of my bathroom. I seen it there the daylight now, and it's not pretty. So I'm going to have to put those there's probably coronavirus growing in there, and I don't even know it.
My wife keeps telling me to work on my aim.
Well, that's a good thing anyway.
Yes.
And then I'm going to do my balcony, get rid of some stuff and paint, and I got a lot of things to do. But
sure, this is
I got to go out and get the stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been talking this entire show today about help that's out there for people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest things for help right now is the bills that they're debating in Congress, trying to push them through really quick. And remember this, no matter where you are in the country, any politician who slows these bills up to put in some of their junk, don't just not vote for them, recall them. There's no time for this this political stuff. If you do any political stunt, remove them from office immediately. I don't care if
take
it's
them out back and beat the hell out of them.
What about selling off stock when they get inside information?
It's not illegal for them.
I think it is.
No,
in a way,
Nancy Pelosi makes $60 million a year. She's never had a job because her husband works for a pharmaceutical company, and she's on the board that decides which of their drugs go to market and don't. They made a law that made it legal for congressmen to use their inside
I'm talking about the three or four congressional people
who
sold off. They got a briefing that the market was going to tank, and they immediately sold off millions of dollars.
I would have bought. If I had that kind of money, I would have bought stuff while
I'd love
cheap.
To buy some stock right now.
But there's a bill. Mm-hmm. Here's what's on the bill. Free coronavirus testing. I think that's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this thing is truly a pandemic and epidemic, then, there should be absolutely no cost for getting screened for it. Paid sick leave and emergency leave for some workers. Basically, FMLA, which the rest of the industries in this country enjoy, 12 weeks off paid to take care of your family. Restaurant industry hadn't ever gotten it. Well, now they're going to. Enhanced unemployment benefits. The bill would cover costs, all costs, for states that extend unemployment payments for 6 months beyond their usual deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Food assistance. It would provide $250 million to give to 25 million home delivery meals for seniors. That's twofold. Not only are our seniors getting the food that they need in this situation, you've created $250 million worth of business to pay people to do it. So that's a great one. $400 million goes to our food banks. Mike, that has nothing to do with this, does it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think
just
that's
read
a test.
Your stuff.
Yeah. 500 million to help feed mothers and young children, and 100 million to territories such as Puerto Rico and Guam, which are hit by this too. They pay taxes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with that. And then the last one, increase funding for low-income health insurance. The package would increase federal funding for Medicaid. So that's what they're trying to get through. We got a call, and it's one of our buddies.
Yes. Billy, how you doing today,
buddy? How you doing, Bill?
Well, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah. What are you doing with your business to keep revenue coming?
Business is.
Yeah, business is. Well,
we're definitely doing to-go. Of course, we'll bring it to your car, and we'll do anything we can to get those to-go sales going. And we're keeping, you know, as many team members on the payroll as we can.
Right.
You know, of course, it's a skeleton crew, but, you know, you find out the ones that they really need it, they're showing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're cleaning and organizing and trying to look towards the other side of this thing, and hopefully it'll end soon.
Well, are your to-go sales pretty decent? Are you doing?
They are. Yeah. They are. And, you know, the folks are being very kind and mm-hmm. coming in and keeping their distance. And
you're tipping great.
You know, people love a good hamburger when they're at home.
I hope they're tipping. I hope they're tipping well. And that's another thing, folks. When you go to pick up your to-go order, be sure to tip generously.
Incredible tippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we appreciate all of that. The servers do. I mean, we had I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, Bill, but we had the same numbers this Friday and Saturday night doing nothing but takeouts we did the previous Friday and Saturday.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And now, that can't maintain every day. And we're on an island in Sims. They got us, and they got Hickory Pit, too.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
What about your bacon, Billy?
We're still producing.
Yeah.
I always get the sad face photos from customers at grocery stores when the Billy's bacon section is empty.
Looked like you were out. You had one pack left on the shelf at the Piggly Wiggly in Spanish Fort yesterday.
You need to hop on down there, man.
I am. Yeah, those guys, I can't make it fast enough for them.
Awesome.
Well, maybe this will give you a chance to get ahead a little.
Trying to. And I just wanted to say how much I appreciate all y'all do for our industry.
We try to do it for everybody, and we do it for ourselves, too.
Yeah, it would be foolish for us not to say we're not self-serving.
Well, I really worry about a lot of people in our industry.
Yeah.
But I also know how strong the people are in our industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're the only ones without health insurance still going to work, aren't we, Bill?
And call one of their peers and just tell us what's going on and let us try to build them up.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bill, we appreciate you calling in.
Hang in there, buddy. Hang in there.
Got to cut loose, and prayers are with you. Thoughts are with you, man. You know that.
Yes. Well, folks, if you're sick, if you don't feel good, stay at home.
Right.
Stay at home. If you got a little runny nose, stay home.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can make sandwiches out of King Hawaiian rolls. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have bread by the buggy full.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think Heather's looking. I'm making pita bread today.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And I've told her, you know, the last recession, I went 2 months without any income.
I like Sister Sarah Bun.
But I had a fully stocked pantry, and I was making focaccia bread and stuff from scratch. I ate great.
There you go. Folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
Washington.
More than ever, be local.
Yeah.
To get guys.
And tip.
Please tip. And tip generously, and go to these sites that we mentioned to make some tips to the bands and to the servers, and
go to your Facebook.
Okay. Get out there.
Mike and I both will periodically do watches for people that didn't get a chance to watch this yet. You can watch it later.
Provolone,
Provolone,
Provolone, folks.